Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
On the Bob Rose Show. We're already starting the debate. Where you been? Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Scott Costello in the studio, and he is a candidate for District 2, Alachua County Commission. Morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. So tell us, you've started your business. You've got several magazines.
We do. Advantage Publishing, we started in 2003. We do home living in Greater Gainesville, business in Greater Gainesville, the Guide to Greater Gainesville. We also do, through our sister company, our charity event, Taste of Greater Gainesville, that's donated a little over $500,000 over the last 10 years to children's causes.
Fantastic. So you got a good life. Why do you want to get all wrapped up in politics and run for commission?
You know, my friend Dominic Scorpio said to me when I told him I was running, friends don't let friends run for office. I've been behind the scenes, civics, passionate about civics, love the system and American history and civil discourse that our founding fathers started. But if you look at our county commission and the way that it's set up right now, it is very far leaning in one direction, and it's about to get further if I didn't run. Lee Pinkison approached me and said, look, I am retiring. Here's who we're going to have if you don't get in the race. And I thought about it, and I started talking to some friends. I called Chuck Clemens, who pushed hard for me to do it. And Chuck made the comment, it's time to get off the sidelines. And I looked at who our candidates were, and I looked at what the chances of each were and what their policies were. And we needed somebody who understands business, who has some common sense leadership, who really can make a difference but build some bridges and work to really impact the people of the community instead of special interest groups.
Are you going to raise taxes?
That's a great question. There are I am anti-taxes as much as possible, but I'm also realistic, and I look at things like the Children's Services Trust. And, you know, that's something that's supported by the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, a number of groups. I look at what it's going to do and what's going to happen without it. And as much as I hate paying taxes, begrudgingly, if I had to agree to something, it would be for the kids. My goal is actually to reduce taxes. I think we do that by creating jobs, diversifying the tax base, stop pushing so much land like Four Creeks into conservation so that we can build the way that it was originally zoned for, create dollars going into the general fund so we don't have to increase taxes.
Yeah, I mean, we have some of the highest property taxes in the state right now, and they haven't been building and resurfacing a lot of roads with that money. Lately, you see a couple of projects. I think that's what, just in time so they can push another tax? Is that the deal?
And I think it's part of that. I think it really is pacifying and looking at it and saying, okay, we've got some of this money. If you look, roads are one of the biggest issues. I talk to people on both sides of the aisle. I've talked to the mayors and the leaders of all nine municipalities. I talk to residents in all nine municipalities. Roads comes up from every single person. And if you're driving down the road and you hit a pothole, the pothole doesn't ask, are you a Democrat or a Republican? The pothole is going to jump out, grab your tire, and screw up your transmission. We have a $400 million plus deficit on our roads. And I get our current county commission wants to blame it on the commissioners of 20 or even 40 years ago. But stop blaming. Look at the condition. Say, what can we do now? They paid to have these people come in, these analysts come in and say, we need to spend $14 million a year plus just to maintain the crappy conditions of our roads. Guess what? They just approved the latest budget. They kept it at $3.2 million. They're doing nothing to really fix our roads. Somebody's got to get up there and reallocate some funds and make it a priority. They just put in the latest budget to hire four full-time tree planters. That's money that could have gone towards the roads. There are special interests. There are projects that are just over the top that we can look at and say, there's money in the budget. Let's allocate it appropriately.
You talked about jobs. I'm a big believer in, bring in some jobs, bring in some businesses, and let people prosper, you know, bring the economy up. And that way the lowest common denominator, lowest quartile, whatever, has a shot at working their way out of poverty. What kind of businesses would you allow or not allow? Where would you restrict things in terms of what you would want to come into Alachua County?
I'm not sure government's role is to restrict business. I think that there should be, and anyone involved in government should understand a business mindset. You've got to have goals. You've got to have a plan. You've got to have a strategic vision, and you've got to have a way of implementing it, just like you would as a business owner. If you have a plan or a vision, and I don't want to get into the comprehensive plan because all that's done is restrict. If you want to come up with a legitimate plan about the types of businesses and the types of growth you want to see, that's what we've seen.
Do you believe in incentives?
In the right situation, and let me explain why. You look at who we're competing with. We're competing with Austin, Texas. We're competing with the Research Triangle. We're competing with Silicon Valley. We're competing with Greenville, South Carolina. We're competing with Columbus, Ohio. You look at the markets that we're competing with for these businesses that are looking to relocate, and every single one of them has incentives as an arrow in their quiver, so to speak. If we do not have incentives to compete with those markets, we need to change our vision on who we want to be and stop spending money trying to attract them.
Well, I mean, according to what you're saying, then you really seem to be focusing on tech, biotech, high tech. I mean,
that's
not
only
everybody's
part of it, though.
Yeah, but not everybody's going to be suited for a job like that. What would you propose to bring in that people say, for instance, on the east side of town that are in lower income areas, where can they make $20 an hour and maybe get some health benefits?
So you've got probably the most contentious issue of this debate, where it truly separates me and the woman that I'm running against, and that's Plum Creek Weyerhaeuser. She was an active member of Stand By Our Plan who campaigned heavily against Plum Creek coming to town. I'm the opposite. I've paid close attention. I attended all of the meetings. I understand that there's some environmental issues. And what happened with Plum Creek wasn't that they were going to destroy our wetlands. Here's a secret. Well, not a secret if we're talking to all of your listeners. Alachua County is a swamp. Everything is a wetland. If you look at East Gainesville and what they were going to do with Plum Creek, first of all, they were going to donate more land to conservation than any land donation or gathering has been in the history of this county. But what they were going to do is bring in manufacturing. They were going to bring in industrial. There was an auto plant that was going to be coming in that was going to be building vehicles over in East Gainesville. They were working with the college where they were going to create more technical opportunities, more training with Santa Fe College. These are issues that, you know, not everyone graduating high school wants to go get their master's or PhD. Let's create technical training. Let's create the VOTEC programs. Let's give them an opportunity to come out of school. And those who want to work with their hands, there's masonry jobs where they're making $50,000, $60,000 a year with a two-year degree.
I'm concerned that who was going to hold Plum Creek and Weyerhaeuser accountable, because they could have done the old bait and switch. Yeah, we're going to develop. We're going to do all this. They get some zoning changes. They get some areas platted out. And then all of a sudden, they sell it off. They spin it off to somebody else. That was a fear. And I don't know if it was a reasonable one. And then the other thing is the biomass plant, which I know is the city, but still, that's an example of an absolutely atrocious thing that happened. And on top of it, to make it worse, it was the worst document in terms of a contract ever written. Even the Gainesville Sun reports it was the worst contract ever in the country.
So how do we know?
How can we hold people accountable?
Well, the first way is, and again, this is going back to business. You write a contract with somebody. You put the stipulations into the contract of what can and can't be done. Both parties agree to it. Both parties sign the contract. Guess what? You're moving forward.
And you do it all in the sunshine.
You can, without a shadow of a
doubt. A lot of this stuff was hidden from the people.
A lot of the stuff was hidden because it was wanted to be hidden. There's a difference between being a politician and being transparent and being a person of the people. My goal in this job is I want to be held accountable. I want you to see every decision I make. If I'm listening to the people of the community and talking to them and walking through the decisions I'm making, you may not agree with every decision I make. Hopefully you'll respect them. But transparency is not difficult. It's very easy to show what you're doing and why you're doing and educate the public on it.
Scott Costello, he's running for District 2 seat, Alachua County Commission. We're going to continue talking to him next right here on the Bob Rose Show, News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Hang on. 8:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Thursday. We'll set our sights on the weekend. There's a lot going on. I'll get to that. But first, we're talking to Scott Costello. He's running for district seat number 2, Alachua County Commission. Scott, thanks for hanging around and taking more questions. We were talking about jobs, and you covered a lot of the biotech and high-tech stuff. You also mentioned you shouldn't have to necessarily have a college degree for a good job. Tell me about some of the jobs that you would work toward. I know you said it's not government's role to bring the jobs, but make the ground fertile so people want to come here.
Well, let's look at the east side of Gainesville as a great example. They made the decision to move the fairgrounds. They're looking at reallocating or moving somewhere else the events center. There's a plan in place that is exactly what a community like ours needs, which is a collaboration, a private-public partnership. You've got land in East Gainesville. I think it's District 4 right now where Citizens Field is. They're looking at a 15 to 18,000 square foot event center that'll bring in concerts, that'll bring in shows, that'll bring in performances, that'll have UF renting from it for their indoor track and field meets. There's great opportunity in that area. And then you've got John Fleming from Trimark Properties, who owns the property right across 8th Avenue next to it, that would be selling that land at a discount so that that can be used for the parking for this infrastructure. You bring something like this in, it's going to create jobs very, very different than the Alachua County Fair. They're not temp jobs. They're not transient jobs. They're decent paying to good paying jobs there in East Gainesville. And then what happens is right across the street, that's land already earmarked for development. You've got hotel opportunities. You've got retail opportunities. You have restaurant opportunities. You have an opportunity to bring good jobs in an area that's desperate for opportunity. You look at Newberry with their agrotech programs and their agrotech center they're looking to build. You look at up in Alachua with not only the biotech, you've got subsectors of biotech that are developing and are being bridged, that they've gone through the incubator stage and now they're ready to set up stage. Plus, you've got that Mitch Glazer, Rich Blazer development that they're looking at putting up there in Alachua. What we do is look at where the resources are, be very strategic, and attract companies that tie into those arenas in those areas of this community.
You had mentioned earlier how little that the county is spending on road maintenance, way, way behind on that. What would you try to do to change that? I mean, again, you have to deal with, you know, several other individuals.
You look at it a couple of ways. If you look at the business that I've run for 16 years now, our advertisers are Democrats and Republicans. You look at our charity event that we put on. Our sponsors and our attendees are Democrats and Republicans. A smart business person looks at situations and say, what can you do to build a coalition? You can't go up there and be groupthink. You can't be one of five and just rubber stamp everything that you see up there. You also can't go up there and try to antagonize the other four so that they're closed off to anything you have to say. What you have to do is listen. You have to reason. You have to talk logic. You have to point out ideas. You need to take your ego, check it at the door, stop worrying about blame or compliments or congratulations, and say, what can we do for the people of this community? And let's come together on an issue and find a common solution. Even if it's not everything that you're asking for, a compromise is a step in the right direction.
You talk about public safety and, you know, GPD. Once again, that's more of a city concern. But, you know, even in the county, they're having trouble filling some openings. They've done a great job of trying to fill those. Where do you stand on public safety and how to pay these folks and to keep them here?
Public safety is part of our core essential services. It is, if not number one, it's 1B as far as the role of what a county government should be. After balancing your budget, you need to protect your citizens. Whether we're talking fire, whether we're talking rescue, whether we're talking law enforcement, whether we're talking emergency management, if you look at our neighboring counties, we are losing the best of the best to these counties because they are paying them more with better benefits. We need to be comparable. At the very least, we need to make sure that our people that we're putting on the lines are the best talent and the best trained so that our citizens are the best protected. Again, you look at our budget, and it is a 600-page mammoth document. I've already flagged over 90 pages of things to talk with the county manager and understand why we're spending what we're spending and where it's going, because the language in it is not very clear. It's not transparent. It's hard to truly break it down, and I'm not an accountant, but I will get to the bottom of where we're spending funds that are not necessary and push hard to get funds reallocated for things like our roads, for individuals like our fire and rescue and law enforcement personnel.
And I wonder, why are taxes so high, property taxes in Alachua County, some of the highest in the state?
You look at it for a couple of reasons. The big blame game, everybody wants to point to the University of Florida and the deal that was written into 1915 that says the university can move to Alachua County and for life they will be tax-free. And that's true. That's a deal that was in place, and the more land the university buys, the more land that comes off our tax rolls. But you have to look at the flip side of that. If it weren't for the university coming to Alachua County, who would we be as a
Stark community?
Exactly. What people aren't talking about.
Usually I get some laughs. Sorry.
You got one, but this is a frustrating point. Everybody wants to blame the University of Florida.
No offense to my friends in Stark.
Yeah.
What about government? They just bought that $7 million property on the corner of 43rd Street and 441 that I guess they're nicknaming the Four Creeks. That land was zoned for development. So what happens now? They take all of that land, they pull it off the tax roll, they put it into conservation for life. That's land that could have been developed, that could have created a tax base, that could have helped fund the general fund, and it would have spread it out over more homeowners and potential buyers. And instead, that money goes into conservation. That means the government has to find more funds that were originally going to the general fund or would go to the general fund and get it from people who are already here. We've got to look at opportunity and create jobs to diversify that tax base, and that's what will stop our property taxes from continuing to rise.
And then it's another cost if you want to actually make a real park out of it, which a lot of times they don't even want humans to use it. And that's for another day.
That's common sense again. We just need to bring common sense back to county government.
Scott Costello, we wish you luck. District 2, we hope people get out and vote. And you're going with a no-party affiliation, correct?
I am. You look at the issues that we're fighting for, fixing our roads, protecting our kids, making sure that we're taking care of our residents of this community, creating jobs, hiring and paying our law enforcement and fire and rescue. These are all countywide issues. They shouldn't be partisan issues. You look at across America right now, 43% of Americans are identifying themselves as independent. We want to focus on our community and not party and bring people together. Our endorsement list, if you look at it from the four A's, the African American Accountability Alliance, and the Builders Association. Have you ever seen those two organizations endorsing the same candidate? We've got 35 elected or formally elected officials endorsing us. 18 are Republicans, 16 are Democrats, and one's a Libertarian.
Is that list on your website?
That list is on our website, scottcostello.com.
Well, let me close it out on that. Scott, thank you very much for coming in. And should you win, we hope you can come in on a regular basis.
Anytime.
All right. Sounds great. 8:30 on the Bob Rose Show. 877-975-9825. Greg Revisited. We'll touch on that a little bit. Immigration and that caravan. Where's that at?
It's an invasion.
Is it? We'll talk about it next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.